Marcy today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez,
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke. Chris
Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
My favorite day, one of my favorite days. Wednesday probably could have been my favorite day of the year.
Was it?
But Friday the 13th is definitely kick ass. Wednesday I ate, and I ate, and I ate some more.
And you didn't stop until when?
I did a final takeout at about 10:30, 10:40 for some jambalaya.
The 11th hour.
I do want to thank all of the great organizations that took care of some veterans. We went to, you know what? I take advantage of it.
Okay.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, there's no human being that needs to eat 46 times in a day. I understand that. But I will definitely do the breakfast stuff again next year because it was so much fun.
Where'd you go?
It doesn't matter where I went. It was just the fact that there was military everywhere. And this guy saying to that guy, thanks for your service from another military person. And I know that we got a lot to get to. Steve Savanu coming up momentarily, but I got to tell you a funny story. So I have said for how long? That you have to be 6 feet or taller to be, you know, in the Coast Guard.
Right, forever.
Which is a true story.
Yes.
I mean, you know, check the bylaws and the regs and it's there. So I'm explaining it to our trainer who we hung out with in the morning and spent some time with. And I said about, you know, you have to be 6 feet or taller, which you do, to be in the Coast Guard. And 10, 15 minutes later, a Coastie walks by and my dad says, see, there's a Coast Guard. And I said, see, he's over 6 feet tall. And he started to laugh, and he turned around and made some kind of reference that's as old as. And again, just for people that don't know, in order to be in the Coast Guard, you need to be 6 feet or taller so that if the ship sinks, you can walk back to shore.
Ba-dum-ts.
Okay, there you go. Another Friday, another discussion about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on what could have, should have, would have. They could have, they should have, they would have, but unfortunately they didn't.
It happens. It happens. It's been happening kind of frequently recently.
You know, and here's the thing, and I was telling somebody this earlier. When I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year, I did not predict a very good year.
Correct.
Okay, this was at the beginning of the year. I looked at the schedule, game in and game out. Game in and game out, once the season started, and we are just now at the halfway point, I somehow have picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win every week.
That's eight games. Every single week, including one bye.
Yeah.
They're, let's see, one, two, and 3-5, right? Yes, 3-5. They have the Cowboys coming up this week.
You think?
They have them at home. Can they turn it around?
You know,
pretty much halfway through.
Well, we are halfway through. They're at the game nine.
Right.
And at the beginning of the year, I picked them to lose this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to pick them to win.
What has changed your mind since?
Nothing.
Okay. Gotcha.
Here's the crazy thing.
Big thing. Romo's not there.
You know, that's a huge thing. The bad thing is, and McCoy has said this, the best offensive line is coming to town this weekend.
Yes. It's going to be tough to get to Castle.
You won't.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. You won't. It's just not going to happen. But I like what Winston has been doing the last couple of weeks. I don't like anything else. Can Mike Evans have a worse game ever? Ever?
I'm sure it's technically possible, but it was pretty bad.
I don't think it's possible. And I think it's the most drops in 10 years. I think it's 10 years that that's the most drops. I honestly believe, let me pull a name out of the sky, Mark Carrier, who is now a commentator for the Carolina Panthers, had a better weekend. And he didn't even play. Awful, awful, awful. He blamed gloves. He blamed weather. He blamed everything. So let's get all the blaming out of the way. He can't have another game like that. Now, I don't know if Jenkins is going to be back. And again, I think that's huge. Obviously, Jackson not playing. Jenkins not playing. You need somebody else there so that Evans isn't being quadruple teamed.
He's got to be. He's going to take a lot of that attention.
Somebody needs to.
And somebody has to step up. And it's going to be a lot of young guys that are going to be asked to do that.
Real quick, before we go to Steve Savanu, we are going to be giving away an autographed picture from a former Florida State Seminole.
Mm-hmm.
Arguably the most famous Florida State Seminole of all time.
I'd say that's pretty...
Well, you must know who it is.
I know exactly who it is.
I was going to play a little game. So let's play a different game. Let's head up to Ohio. Steve Savanu, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Another good weekend coming up. A lot of good stuff to do. But
it's warm down here.
It is never too early or late to talk about another ATH awesome product.
Well, you know, absolutely. But, you know, I was really hoping you were going to give away an autographed picture of me. But I'll just have to wait and go with the Seminole guy.
I was going to say, are you the probably most well-known Florida State Seminole of all time?
Unfortunately, I'm not. I'm not even known in Florida, so I'll have to kind of just go the other direction on that one.
Well, I have to disagree. You are known in Florida because this program is broadcasted throughout the state of Florida and throughout the country and the world, so you are pretty well known down here.
Well, that's good. That's good. But I don't know as much about football as I do about headphones.
So let's talk about a product I know we've talked about before. It's an awesome pair of in-ear headphones. It's the ATH Sport 1IS.
These are really cool because, you know, it's the time of year when the weather up here is starting to change. We're getting a lot more rain and a lot colder. So if you're outside running in the morning or working out, these guys are perfect because they are IPX certified waterproof headphones. They can get wet. You can wash them. You can clean them after a hard workout. You know, you want to get rid of all the, you know, the perspiration and the sweat and the salt. It's really good. They're great for running in the rain because if they do get wet, it's not going to hurt them.
Let me ask you just a real quick question, and then we'll get back to the headphones. You're talking cold and you're talking rain. What does that turn into? I don't know. I live in Florida.
That turns into something we call really hard water or snow or ice, and we get a lot of that up here.
I wouldn't know what that is, but I just thought I would throw that out. Now, obviously, any ATH headphone products in ear is going to come with the different size ear tips. And I know it's very important, the interchangeable ear tips. So let's talk about that real quick.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have found out that your ears are different sizes between your left and your right ear. So we give you a variety of ear tips, which are extra small, small, medium, and large. And then we also give you a set of rigid ear tips in a small, medium, and large configuration. And these ear tips have little ridges in them. And here's the situation. You know, a lot of folks like to get up in the morning and run on the roads. And the roads up by where I live, there's no sidewalks, and they're kind of narrow. If you're out running in the morning, you want to be able to hear your music as well as hear if a car is coming up behind you, if a bus is coming up behind you, so one, you can get out of the way. And the rigid version of these ear tips allow some of the ambient noise to get in so you can hear, you know, traffic and other things that might be around you as you're running, especially, you know, in the cold, dark mornings.
You know, Steve, we talk about it all the time, the quality of ATH, the canceling, the noise cancellation, all that kind of stuff. And as important as, and you just made reference to this, the importance of all that, I think it's more important to be able to hear the bus that's coming up behind you. So these are very important and very valuable.
Absolutely. And, of course, these have an inline control so you can answer your smartphone. You can control your music player all without having to reach down to the player itself. You can clip the inline control somewhere on your workout clothes, and you're good to go.
And, of course, come in multicolors, black, red, pink, and the navy yellow pair as well.
Well, you know, as you've always said, if you can't operate, decorate. And these are available in four colors and, you know, one for every day, every outfit that you're wearing.
the best part of Friday after getting Steve Savanu on is the fact that we are going to give, as always, a pair of these away. The registration will be until 11:59 tonight. We'll do the drawing just at midnight. But for people to get information, and I don't know why you need information to register, but you definitely need more information on where to purchase if you're not fortunate enough to win it. So how do they do that, Steve?
Well, you can find these in online and brick-and-mortar retailers across the country. You can also find out more information about this product by going to our website, which is www.audio-technica.com.
Rivalry weekend this weekend, and I'm not talking college. I'm talking Brown Steelers.
It's gonna be a big one, and you know, the way the Browns have been playing, I have a feeling it's gonna be a Steelers weekend in Ohio.
Let me ask you this real quick, and it's sports related. That, you know, the Browns Steelers hate each other. We all know the Browns, the original Browns, left and headed to Baltimore. So, which rivalry is bigger, the Browns and the Steelers, or the old Browns, which is now the Ravens and the Steelers? And I'm asking you as a Ohioan.
Well, you know, as an Ohioan, and we have the absolute most phenomenal fans up here. They are just true Browns fans. They'll come out in the worst weather. They'll come out when the team is doing awful. They are just hardcore fans, and they support the team. And, you know, I really think it's the Browns-Steelers. It's always going to be that regional relationship or that regional rivalry, more so than maybe the Ravens and the Steelers. Just because it's, you know, it's Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. It's two steel towns that are kind of going at each other in that rivalry. So I got to say it's still the Browns-Steelers.
And I was going to throw the old Sam Weiss thing out, but we'll save that for another time. CES right around the corner. Looking forward to it. Steve, as always, have a good weekend.
You too, Randy. Have a great weekend. Stay warm, stay dry.
Yeah, I think we will. You as well. Talk to you.
I will.
Okay, Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. You have until 11:59 to register. And real quick before we hit this break, you're probably too young to even know this, but Sam Weiss, who head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, eventually ended his not ended, but came down here to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well. People are throwing crap on the field and all that kind of stuff. And he goes over and he grabs the microphone and he said, you know, to the fans, and he's starting to yell at them, and he goes, basically, grow up, act mature. You live in Cincinnati, not Cleveland.
Ooh, shots fired.
How about that? This is Talking Sports. When we return, a huge opportunity
huge.
To register and to win, possibly win, the autograph of probably, and if you can think of somebody during this break, let me know.
Okay.
The most famous Florida State Seminole of all time. And we'll get to that, and we'll give you more details when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Carlisle Events and Carlisle Auctions presents Fall Florida Auto Fest, November 12th through the 15th at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland. And for two of those 4 days, you can meet a very special guest.
I'm Burt Reynolds. This month, I'm pleased to be appearing at Fall Florida Auto Fest, powered by Carlisle Events. I'll be signing autographs on November 13th and 14th.
Meet the Bandit and get all the details at CarlisleEvents.com. Do you watch car auctions on your TV and think, I should check this out sometime? Well, that time is now. Join Carlisle Auctions November 13th and 14th at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland as part of Fall Florida Auto Fest. This two-day collector car auction has over 100 years of automotive history available. Get off your couch and get to the event. Cars are priced to move, and there's something for everyone. From the 25th anniversary Lamborghini Countach to a 60s-era VW bus, 70s muscle, and more, details at CarlisleAuctions.com.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Nick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Direct from Broadway comes Newsies, Disney's new Tony Award-winning musical. This smash hit is a vibrant explosion of song and dance you just don't want to miss. Entertainment Weekly calls it an irresistible high-energy winner.
Seize the day with Newsies, coming to the Straz Center November 10th through 15th. Get your tickets now at strazcenter.org.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No, hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Let's get ready to jam. All right, we're going to have a pretty cool conversation interview with an event that's coming up in Lakeland, so we're going to wait until we get Mike on the line. But UFC tomorrow, pretty big one.
Giant, I think.
Do you really think giant?
Well, I mean, they're actually attempting to break their attendance record.
Well, they are doing it in a stadium, and you see what Johanna said to her opponent at the face-off?
No.
I must break you.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She didn't say that, and she didn't say it that way, but pretty much. She basically told the girl that she made a mistake, that Saturday will not be pretty. But the main event,
I agree.
Ronda Rousey. Did you see what Sylvester Stallone said?
Mm.
Sylvester Stallone said that Ronda Rousey is now out of his price range because, you know, she was in the Expendables and all that.
Yeah.
And whether he was joking or not, you know how much money he must put into the Expendables with
The names on the cast? Absolutely.
He's got Arnold.
Chuck Norris.
Randy Couture.
JCVD.
Dolph Lundgren.
Terry Crews.
Wow. Now you're putting him in the same category as the rest of them?
He was there. He's
Bruce
on
Willis?
The cast. Oh, God. Jason Statham.
I thought who was the one you said before with all the initials?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah.
I'm like, who the hell are you talking about?
Kind of a big deal. Jet Li also on that list.
Yeah, 20. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you easily there's 13, 14.
I'm surprised you didn't say Randy Couture off the bat.
I thought I did say it.
No.
I didn't say it?
No, you skipped over him.
Anyway, with that
kind
said.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, kind of. But Sylvester Stallone has said that Ronda has, you know, she gets so much more money and deserves it that she's not going to be able to be in some of his stuff. I find that hard to believe, to be honest.
I think she would, quote unquote, take a pay cut to do that.
Maybe.
That's a pretty cool franchise to be involved in.
But if she has other movies on the hook,
oh yeah, and especially if she's starring in them,
I'm sure that she starts filming Monday.
Right. Yeah.
Talkish.
Because I think she's going to be okay. Just personal opinion here, not to throw out my prediction too early, but I don't think she's going to have too much in the way of damage.
All right. Let me ask you this: she's, I believe, a 20-1 favorite.
Again, that's the money.
Yeah, the money. And that means all the money is going on her.
Right.
Do you not put a couple dollars on Holly Holm, a former world boxing champion?
I don't think they stay on their feet longer than 7 seconds.
Oh,
I'm exaggerating that, obviously.
Well, don't exaggerate. When do you think it hits the ground?
I'll say they make it outside the first minute. I'll say minute and a half is when it finally gets to the ground.
All right, I'm going to say I'll take the over.
Over, okay.
She's not running right in.
No. No, but I think she's going to try to hunt her down. And then as Holly stalks her, Ronda will go ahead and take her down.
Only a moron, and I am one, would take Holly Holm to win this fight.
Yeah. Okay?
And I'm not.
Pretty much.
But I'm saying only a moron would do that mm-hmm. because of what Ronda has done and how quickly. But I think this fight with Holly Holm is going to be a little bit, you know, harder than people are anticipating.
I think I agree. It's going to be harder. She's also undefeated in her very young MMA career. She hasn't fought the same names because she hasn't been in the UFC for very long either. Her two UFC wins are both decisions, so she hasn't finished anybody yet. I think it's going to be interesting for a little bit, but again, while I see this going longer than a minute and a half, and it will go to the ground around then, I also don't see it getting out of the first round.
Do you, and I don't root, there's only, well, not ever. I mean, there are some people that I will root for, mm-hmm. obviously. Are you rooting for Ronda to win, or do you think it would be better for Ronda to finally suffer defeat?
I say it's better for her to win. I don't think that it does anything for anybody if she loses before she fights Cyborg. If and when that happens. And that's leaning more strongly towards win. Because Cyborg is now a UFC-signed fighter. It's going to happen. What, you were saying?
July.
Is that 200?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll happen, and I don't think it's going to help anybody if she loses before then.
I agree. And as much as I think I'd like her to lose,
mm-hmm.
I want to see the Cyborg fight. Well, I'm trying to do three things at one time.
Soon. The super fight? It's a joke. No. I don't think it's a super fight.
It won't be.
But I think there's the potential exists that might be her mic drop, too. That might be a situation where she goes in undefeated. If she fights Cyborg in July of next year at UFC 200, she may retire immediately after. I think that might be as good a storyline as anybody could write.
See, I don't know.
And she's already used the
R-word. I know we've talked about it, and I see it coming, but if she goes and beats Cyborg?
Again, who else?
But why?
Why not?
Because now she's just stealing.
She's doing movies.
I understand that. And
she's got the money.
Does she?
I think, yeah. If she's too expensive for Sylvester Stallone, she's doing okay money-wise.
And I'm not saying that she's poor. But, I mean, she's not in the $100 million range yet.
No, that's agreed. But I think the quicker way for her to do that is money. Is money, money? Obviously. Is movies.
I'm the one that's doing other things. You need to stay focused.
It's movies. You're going to be able to get paid more for just amount as much time, because if you count the camp itself, if you're having a two months worth of a camp, and then you have your 30-second fight, 2 months, however long they're going to film a movie, all the work is going to be done post-production. She's going to make how much? $10
million? God, you think?
She's getting up there. Wow. She's getting up there.
And I don't see it. I don't see her a $10 million actress.
Not yet, but by the time after she retires.
How about the Montreal Screwjob? I just thought of this. The Montreal Screwjob. Vince McMahon and Stephanie sign Ronda Rousey because Ronda wants to go to the WWE.
Sure.
And then they pull a Bret Hart Montreal Screwjob and pin her.
Immediately?
Well, you got to let it go a little bit. See, you don't even know about the Montreal Screwjob.
No.
Google it. You Google Montreal Screwjob, and we can either talk about Larry Moe and Curly, the fourth stooge, Aqib Talib, and what he did last week, or we can, you know what, let's hit a break first. When we come back, we'll reach out again to Michael Garland from Carlisle Events, and if not, we'll talk about the clown himself, Aqib Talib. This is Talking Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
It's football season, which means it's tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Come join us at Naughty Nancy's at 700 Eldred Street in Clearwater this Saturday, November 14th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a day of music, food, and fun to benefit Faith Covenant Mobile Ministries, a nonprofit organization that will bring clothing, food, and necessities to the homeless here in Pinellas County. Talented local musicians have donated their time, such as Raised by Wolves, Chick, Flycatcher, Harvey Myers, Michonne, Daniel Childs, Johnny Dreamwell Trio, Brad Clark, and more. Naughty Nancy has prepared a special menu, including her delicious jambalaya and much more.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym-goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I've been talking about it all week long.
You have?
In Lakeland, the Fall Florida Auto Fest. Lakeland, Florida. Arguably, because, you know, we can argue about anything. Arguably the most famous Florida State Seminole of all time will be there today and tomorrow.
I have a couple names that I'd like
couple
to
guesses?
Guess.
All right, go ahead.
So there's Bruce Bochy. He's kind of a big deal.
No.
No. Tony La Russa.
Tony La Russa, Hall of Famer. Pretty big deal, but not even close.
Richard Simmons, actually, an FSU
I did not know that. I did not know that.
Gotta buy a ticket to that one.
not.
Lee Corso?
Not bad. Nowhere close, but not bad. How about this? Later today, matter of fact, I believe he's there right now, and we're going to momentarily talk to Michael Garland from Carlisle Events. But right now, in Lakeland, at the Fall Florida Auto Fest, the bandit himself, Burt Reynolds. That
what actually you know what Lee Corso and Reynolds I believe were roommates.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go up to Lakeland to the Fall Florida Auto Fest, get a little info on what's going on out there. Michael Garland, how are you, sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know the bandit's there, so I don't want to and bandit meaning Burt Reynolds, not the car, so I don't want to hold you too long, but tell us a little bit about what's going on up there in Lakeland at the Auto Fest.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got a line as far as the eye can see for folks wanting to meet Mr. Reynolds. He's been here since early today doing some press for me, and the first man is walking in as I speak to get autographs signed. And Mr. Reynolds is going to be here today through about 4 o'clock. Tomorrow, he's in around 9 to 5. We'll have some breaks built in throughout the day. But the coolest part about this is not only do you get to meet a Hollywood legend, you meet a Florida State legend. You get to meet the man who was the bandit in Smokey and the Bandit. And tomorrow night, guys, we're doing a screening of Smokey and the Bandit, and the Bandit himself is going to host a Q&A beforehand.
How do you beat that? You know, we're all around celebrities and athletes and big-name people, movie stars. I've been in a couple of movies, and there's not too many times that you can throw a name around, and I'm like, you know what? That's cool. Well, guess what? Burt Reynolds is cool.
Burt Reynolds is absolutely cool. I mean, I've had a chance the last couple of days to work with him and to work with his team, and it's been a pleasure. They've been so accommodating, and the smiles on people's faces as they anxiously await this. I mean, that's what this event is all about. And with Carlisle Events coming to Lakeland with this Fall Auto Fest show, I mean, we are trying to set the standard that other auto shows in the Sunshine State want to be. I mean, we are the Auto Fest show of Florida in our mind, and I know you need to see it to believe it. We're easy off of I-4. You just take County Line Road off of I-4, and thanks to 25, by the way. You take that south, and then you turn on to Modelo Road, right back to the Sun and Fun Complex. People know the big air show here every April. So you come here for this, you can see Mr. Reynolds. You can see a collector car auction. Why watch it on TV when you can experience it live? You can see a swap meet, a car corral, motorcycle stunt show. And by the way, with Mr. Reynolds here, we're doing what we're calling the Bandit Bash. There are two rigs here reminiscent of what Jerry Reed drove, the Snowman's rig. There's a guy dressed up as Sheriff Buford T. Justice. It looks quite like him, might I add. We have a big and little Enos Burdett car, a car that Sally Fields would have driven when she ran away from the wedding chapel. It says Kerry and Junior on it. So you got to see it to believe it.
And I want to stress, and I've been talking about it all week long, and yes, Mr. Reynolds is there, and that's awesome, and everybody needs to go meet him. But there's so much more, and you just mentioned it, but I want to stress it. There's so much more to do. You can spend all day, for that matter. You can go today and tomorrow.
Absolutely. It's an affordable price point, too. It's cheaper than any movie you're ever going to go to, unless it's a dollar theater, because it's $10 to get in for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. Parking is free, and you've got acres and acres of all things automotive, and I can't stress it enough. A lot of things that are happening this weekend, once-in-a-lifetime experiences or just rare experiences, because you can watch a car auction on your TV, but why do that? You can see Burt Reynolds on your TV, but why do that? Come here and see it live.
I might leave my show early. I might head up today. Where can people get more information? I know we're going to give an all-the-way picture of Burt Reynolds way later in the show. Where can people go online, get some info, maybe purchase a ticket, and head up to Lakeland?
Well, you go to our website, which is CarlisleEvents.com, CARLISLE, events.com. You can also go to CarlisleAuctions.com. That's kind of the home webpage for our auction company. We're actually streaming the auction live on the web right now. So if you want to check it out, CarlisleAuctions.com, CarlisleEvents.com, or just come on out. You can buy the ticket at the gate. Plenty of tickets and parking space remain.
The Bandit in the building. I don't know how anybody can't get in a car today or tomorrow and drive up there. Mike, thank you very much for your time. I know you got to get back to Mr. Reynolds, and hopefully I'll see you sometime tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care. Michael Garland, everybody, from Carlisle Events. We are going to give away the autographed picture, and I was going to say 8x10. I don't know. It may be bigger. I don't know what they're going to send. We are going to give that away Monday at the press box, the Players Show, with ESPN analyst Kevin Carter.
Yes, analyst.
Analyst.
He does analysis.
Yes.
But he is an analyst.
But the Buccaneer coaches don't want anything to do with the analyst. And did you see that, how they went off? And
What's going on there?
Well, they're basically like, it doesn't matter what the stats show. It doesn't matter what all these things. We know what's going on. Well, I thought stats sort of proved that a little bit.
Yes, but stats are actually pretty important.
Sort of. They are just a tad. But I'll tell you what, I got chills. The damn Bandits in Lakeland. And I'm not talking about the Tampa Bay Bandits, which was before your time.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, Steve Spurrier, all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
Do you see that your head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, John Cooper, has been named the assistant coach for the World Cup? The Hockey World Cup. Don't get all excited.
I think, well, I'm not surprised at all. It's what he's been able to do with the team in his first couple years has been pretty impressive, but obviously currently they're having a little bit of a rough time of it. They did beat Calgary last night.
Some issues, though.
There's plenty of issues.
Do you think it's more mental?
I don't know. Well, It's a little bit of everything. I think it's mental, yeah, but you also have Andre Palat, who has a lower body injury, who is
Yes, don't stop. Don't stop.
Who's been has a lower body injury. He's a critical cog in that whole process, and he's going to be out for an extended period of time. So I think that's going to be a factor in all of this. The good thing for them is, especially not only from the bench, but from the crunch up in Syracuse, they're a deep organization. So they can plug and play fairly well, and it's just a matter of, as you said, keeping everything together mentally. But also, you would rather have these issues early on in the season, work them out, and then be able to be hitting on all cylinders later on and when you're making your playoff push.
Yeah, but is it a concern with all the Steven Stamkos contract stuff? Is it a concern if you're struggling, if you have problems, if you, then are you quicker to pull the plug and to make the trade and to move them on than if things are going great and, you know, you are one of the better teams?
I think it's still too early in his career to use any sort of excuse as some poor play recently to play into contract negotiations. If you have maybe an older player who's been, if we're going to a Marty St. Louis type time frame, older player probably going to be retiring soon. Yes, means a lot to the organization. Yes, performs. But if he's later on in his career, then you may think, okay, he's not performing. Now it's time to get as much as you can for him. Stamkos, very early in his career still, he's going to be playing for a long time. I say no matter what, you keep him. Do what you can to keep him, if you can. But from Emmy Award-winning director Anthony Wong comes the powerful new documentary Ronaldo, the groundbreaking film that provides fans unprecedented access into the inner circle of soccer superstar and cultural icon Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo is available now on DVD and digital HD from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. And I have my copy officially right now, and I know exactly what I'm doing after the show.
And we're going to give away a copy. All you have to do is shoot us an email, go to the website, knockoutradio.com, send us an email in the subject line, just put soccer, put football, put Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. What I call him, Ronaldi.
Yeah.
He now owns an Italian restaurant. Ronaldo. So with that, take care of business, and we are going to do the same. We will be right back. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Come join us at Naughty Nancy's at 700 Eldred Street in Clearwater this Saturday, November 14th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. for a day of music, food, and fun to benefit Faith Covenant Mobile Ministries, a nonprofit organization that will bring clothing, food, and necessities to the homeless here in Pinellas County. Talented local musicians have donated their time, such as Raised by Wolves, Chick, Flycatcher, Harvey Myers, Michonne, Daniel Childs, Johnny Dreamwell Trio, Brad Clark, and more. Naughty Nancy has prepared a special menu, including her delicious jambalaya and much more.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Luxe. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Luxe is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Luxe also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Carlisle Events and Carlisle Auctions presents Fall Florida Auto Fest, November 12th through the 15th at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland. And for two of those 4 days, you can meet a very special guest.
I'm Burt Reynolds. This month, I'm pleased to be appearing at Fall Florida Auto Fest, powered by Carlisle Events. I'll be signing autographs on November 13th and 14th.
Meet the Bandit and get all the details at CarlisleEvents.com. Do you watch car auctions on your TV and think I should check this out sometime? Well, that time is now. Join Carlisle Auctions November 13th and 14th at the Sun and Fun Complex in Lakeland as part of Fall Florida Auto Fest. This two-day collector car auction has over 100 years of automotive history available. Get off your couch and get to the event. Cars are priced to move and there's something for everyone. From the 25th anniversary Lamborghini Countach to a 60s era VW bus, 70s muscle and more, details at CarlisleAuctions.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky Balboa. You're talking sports with Randy Harris. Hey, yo, I got the whole family over here. I got yo, Adrian, Coffin Lincoln, yo, Butkus. Yo, man, how that sound, man? I don't want to sound like a Kentucky Fried idiot.
That sounded, I think that was Jim Brewer.
I know
100%.
Jim Brewer did one, and I know Ed does it too. Ed does it pretty good.
Okay.
As well.
Gotcha. So I'll leave it up to you. Are we talking about Kiermaier winning the AL Gold Glove, or are we talking DraftKings and FanDuel suing the New York State Attorney General?
I'm gonna top it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to throw my own out.
Okay.
From one of the two.
It is your
said.
Show.
Well, do you know that there is some, and I want to be careful, I really need my attorney here. I need my attorney to tell me what I should and shouldn't say.
He's a busy guy.
Well, I know that, but I don't want to call this guy, you know, like he works at a thing that starts with a CIR, mm-hmm. and then there's a few letters and it ends with S. Mm-hmm. There's a guy in the state of Florida who is suing FanDuel and drafts and all those things,
yeah.
yet he's never played. He has nothing
Wait,
to do
what?
With it. He's never participated.
Okay.
He has never dropped a dime. He has never done anything, but he is suing them because they're taking money from the state of Florida by not being sanctioned and blah, 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 blah. I read that. I think it was in today's paper.
Interesting.
Now, the flip side is they're suing the state of New York.
Correct. Because the state of New York was going to take legal action or is taking legal action against them. The state of New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, I believe is his name, sent letters to DraftKings and FanDuel saying basically that what they are doing is running an illegal betting service or a bookmaking service, and that's illegal under current New York State law. They did not respond to his letters of cease and desist, and so he's taking action. Now, those companies are both countersuing, saying that under New York State law, they are okay, because they are not, quote-unquote, bookmakers. They're not what they are doing does not constitute bookmaking under New York law because the underlying DFS contests are not gambling. And this letter's from FanDuel. And because FanDuel does not stand to profit based on the results of those contests or have any economic interest in one outcome over another as a casino or bookmaker would.
Doesn't the bookmaker, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know somebody's going to say I'm wrong, but they don't care who wins and loses. They get the what it's called, the VIG thing.
No matter what.
No matter, they get their 10%.
Right.
That's all they care about.
Right, so I don't.
Now, of course, what the other side would be, they profit if you lose.
Sure.
If you bet
that's a good point.
$500 and you lose, then they get the $500. But on the same line, their goal is to break even. Because if they break even, then they just get that 10% portion or 20% or whatever it is. And that's where they're making their money. But ultimately, if you bet a bookie and you lose, they are going to profit that $552, $6, whatever it is, you know, that that you're going to wager.
The AG in New York is saying that...
That would be Attorney General.
Correct. DraftKings and FanDuel are operating illegal sports betting websites under New York law, causing the same kinds of social and economic harms as other... issued a cease and desist letter to stop them from violating state law by accepting bets from people in New York. Because both companies have refused to follow the law in our state, we will take action to enforce state law.
Watch the Warriors last night?
No.
At one point, I think they were up like 106. They were playing Minnesota. You know what was weird? I watched, I don't want to say the whole game because I didn't. I watched into the third, I think, and then a little bit of the fourth, and I don't think I saw Kevin Garnett play at all. So now he's on his, you know, farewell tour. All right, I got to be my smart rear self. So a bunch of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers wanted to go up on Wednesday and watch the Orlando Magic take on some team known as the LA Lakers.
Those guys.
$1,000 seats.
Oh.
Front row, $1,000. Row two, $480. I don't care how much money you have. I don't. Now, again, I'm only saying it because I don't have it. I mean, if, you know what I'm saying? Like, if my brother wanted to go to a game, I could see him paying $1,000 to sitting in row one over $480 to sit in row two.
Oh, come on. There's not that big of a difference.
Well, to him. But to me, there is. I mean, that's $500. And if you go, if it's two of them.
I'm talking about quality of your view of the game. But I would save the $520 to sit in the second row.
You and I would, because that's probably more than we make in a month. Maybe even a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with some people that are rolling it in. So some of the players at the last minute decided not to go. Then I get a call from the Orlando Magic that Kobe Bryant. Well, first the comment was, it's Kobe Bryant's farewell tour.
Has he said that he's going to retire?
My statement was, hasn't he been on that now for 2 years?
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Prove it.
Then,
basically.
He didn't even play. He didn't play. Now, somebody, I think it might have been Sean KO Radio, said, wouldn't that have been better as you're sitting right near, right next to, on the Laker bench?
Well, now you're no sitting. There's no guarantee sitting right there on the front row, though.
Well, no, they knew where the seats were. There were seats right there, right next to.
So you're saying that the $1,000 tickets were specifically the front row next to.
Those. Not every $1,000 seat.
Okay.
Those.
All right. That I understand a little bit more.
I still wouldn't do it. But anyway, back to the Golden State Warriors. Right now, and I think they're only 10 games in, so a long, long, long fellow deeds away, the Golden State Warriors are ahead and on track and ahead of track to have better numbers than the, 72 victories that the Bulls had with Jordan?
I don't know that number.
And then Google Steph Curry and what he does before a game. He is almost in the locker room, and he shoots from there.
Oh, I've seen.
Unbelievable.
And he's making them.
And he is making them.
He's making them.
I think
he
keeps doing
them.
It until he drains it. That's kind of his...
His thing.
His tang. His tang, as we like to say.
He's pretty good at that tang. So now... we already hit DraftKings, so let's go ahead and talk about Kiermaier. And this is a discussion. Well, it sometimes is, because I know last season he was a finalist, and he was I can't remember who they selected. I think it was Jones, Adam Jones last year.
Mm-hmm.
This was a discussion I had with Ed 2 weeks ago, I think. The thought process of playing for individual awards. And my argument was, I think it's okay if somebody is playing as if they're trying to get individual awards, because then you know you're getting the absolute best out of them. Maybe in the locker room they don't say that, and during an interview, that they're trying to push for individual awards, but I'm okay with somebody trying to play like they want the gold glove, and he's always playing.
I'm all right with that.
Like he is. I mean, he's on fire all the time.
It doesn't change the team sport. If you're out there busting your butt to win that award, that means you're giving it all, your all.
Correct.
If you're out there to win the award of the least best player, then I have a problem with that. You know, I'm so, well, you know, I know I'm being funny, but on the same road, it's not.
Right.
You know, if you're out there trying to hustle, trying to whatever, and it is an individual, don't tell me that there's guys like Pete Rose that didn't do individual things. Well, he did. Most base hits of all time. It doesn't affect and take away from a team sport.
Correct, yeah. You have to get the most out of each individual to make the team succeed.
Now, the flip side of that is, you know, I can be the way that I am sometimes playing card games, and I play card games online, and if my partner, even though it's not my partner because I don't know the person, becomes an A, well, then so do I. And then if I say I'm going to take five tricks and the trick is going to him,
mm-hmm.
You know how to play certain cards?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so say he throws the king.
Instead of letting him take it, you will trump him.
Right.
Yeah.
Or throw the ace,
mm-hmm.
because that's not a team thing. That's the individual thing. It's a little different when you're talking about trying to win a gold glove.
Yeah.
There was a player or two that took it that didn't deserve it, because it still is a fan or, you know, fan favorite thing. It may not be voted on by the fans, but it's still fan, you know, who's well-liked, who, you know, is not a jerk, who talks to the media, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So
that's Baseball Writers Association, right?
I believe it is. I think they're changing it next year to I get to make the final decision.
Oh, okay.
So Mike Schmidt's going to win the third base gold glove.
I think that's a good call.
I'm going
strong
with
choice.
Jim Palmer, you know, as the pitcher. I was going to say Johnny Bench because he was a much, I don't want to say much better, but, you know, one of the names. Oh, hey, Ed, I need to speak to you before we
fired.
Hit this break. We need to ask Ed a question. We'll let him be the first, final, and every more famous Florida State Seminole. Burt Reynolds.
Or Jim Morrison?
I'd have to say Burt Reynolds because he lived longer.
Thank you.
I think that Jim Morrison got a lot of followers after he died.
But who can you speak to today?
See, he can't do interviews now.
Yeah.
He can't do interviews, but people know the Doors.
I'm sticking with Ed.
I would say if you've got 100 people... Most of them would know Burt Reynolds, and only half of them would know the Doors.
I agree, and that's why I said it. With that said, let's go hit our final break, and then we'll reach out to Mick Ferrari. He's got a big event going on tomorrow, so we want people to know about that. And then we'll do some football picks. This is Talking Sports.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game.
Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, one, two, three.
I am so flaming.
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into my life.
That was good.
Oh, my God.
That was definitely good. I enjoyed that. Good job, man. You know that they're already putting ballots in for the Pro Bowl?
That didn't take long.
I didn't even know that it started.
We're halfway through.
Yeah, but
we need some more time.
But Gurley is second in balloting right now.
Wow.
Having a hell of a season as a rookie, too.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of good rookies. We'll talk more about it next week. Before we run out of time, Mick Ferrari, how are you?
Randy Harris, how are you, pal?
All right. I know we only got about 30, 40 seconds, but I wanted to get you on real quick to talk about what you got going on tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow is the big day, the day we've been waiting for. It is the first anniversary here at Got Split Ends down at the Boulevard. So please come and see us from 2 to 5. We're going to have special prizes. We are launching our holiday Socks of Love event, and we are officially welcoming our men's grooming specialist, Lex the Barber. Say hey, Lex.
Hello.
Hey, Lex. I like the beard.
We are student shop. We hope you guys can come in and see us. It's going to be a great day here at God's Blend Ends. Lots of prizes, lots of snacks, and hopefully some swag from the Talking Sports Vault.
I'll tell you what. I'll bring you more swag when you grow a beard like Lex has.
Oh, that is his trademark, but we'll have to see about that.
Get right, started
we'll work
now.
On it. All right, I'll get you some stuff later today. Thanks. Thanks, Mick. Bye, Mick. He's like, what's going on? What's going on?
What? I don't get it.
I don't get it at all. So, all right, let's run down some football picks, and let's start, and let's get right into it. A game that I will be attending on Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give me your thoughts.
Yes, Castle is there. Romo is out. Best offensive line. Love him or hate him, Hardy is there, and he's a force. He's been playing well.
I don't remember who it was, and we'll talk about this instead of doing picks, and that's fine because I know we only have about 3 minutes left. Okay. One of the four-letter network guys.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one. Maybe Ed does, and maybe Sean K. O'Radio is listening. He can text it. Where he went off on the Dallas fans, absolutely went off on him. He said that you're ripping and booing the basketball player that changed his mind and decided to stay in L.A. and not come to the Cowboys or to come to the Mavericks. You know what I'm talking about?
Odom.
No, not Odom.
Wasn't?
No.
Jordan?
You know, and there was Texas back and forth.
Yeah.
And Cuban has said he's kept the Texas and all that kind of stuff, and I can't remember his name. But
Why did I say Odom?
I don't know.
He's in the news for a different reason. Yeah. Sorry.
So he said you're upset that this guy, right, made a decision. He didn't sign anything. He didn't, you know, he verbally agreed, but whatever.
Yeah.
But you're going to cheer a guy that has an abuse charge, had an abuse charge, whether it got dismissed or not, or, you know, she didn't show, she didn't whatever. You've now seen the pictures.
Right, yeah.
And all he was saying is, you're pissed at this guy, but you're going to cheer this guy.
Hey, fans are fickle. They're fickle. If you're on the field and you're producing, they will cheer. If you're on the field and not producing, they will boo. Whatever you do off the field is going to play into it less than either of those two things. Bottom line.
I hate to do it. I hate to do it, but I am going to. I want to go with Dallas because then that means Tampa will win because it seems that's the karma of the world.
Right.
I'm picking the Bucs to win again for the ninth week.
I have to disagree. I think that it's going to be a little bit too much for the Bucs to handle. Maybe a close game, but I think Dallas Dolphins.
21-18 Buccaneers. I want to thank everybody. Tune in. Hit us up on iTunes, on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wags.
See everybody next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa.